Hammer Down Show back on 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. High school football coming up on Friday night. Central Catholic hosting Western in the final regular season game of the season before we get to the postseason. The Brothers Charters on the call coming up on Friday night. Pre-game coverage starting at 6:30 on our sister station, 98.7 WASK. Ball on the tee at 7 o'clock.
It's time for 10 Big Picks. Make your picks now at 1017thehammer.com for your chance to win $1,000. Now, here's former Boiler Brad Niemeyer from A-Zip Pizza.
Yes, indeed. Let's go to the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Bring in Brad Niemeyer, the founder of A-Zip's Pizza. Also, former Purdue defensive tackle joining us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Brad, good afternoon. What's going on?
Not too much. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we are doing great. How was your vacation last week?
It was wonderful. It was wonderful, yeah. We had a good 4 days on the beach and good weather. And there was even a little offshore boat racing going on that we didn't know was going on. So it was a ton of fun.
Nice. Nice. Well, it's always good to get away for a few days.
It is, yeah. Yep. Feel relaxed and rejuvenated and ready to make some good picks this week again, I hope.
Well, you had a really, really good week last weekend. I don't know if you went back and checked, but I think you ran the table.
I did. I just looked here just a few minutes ago before I came on, and you know, I realized that I didn't even get to watch any of my picks really become correct. So that was bummer that I did it on a week where I wasn't paying attention, but no, still a great feeling there.
So then will that kind of put you in a position now to be superstitious moving forward that you won't watch any of the games since you did so well?
No, I just need to go to the beach, I think, every weekend. That's the takeaway here. I'll still tune in. I think those things are set in stone, so I'm not a big superstition guy, so.
Gotcha. Well, before we get to your picks here, what did you think about the Boilermakers last weekend?
Yeah, they were awesome. Played great at home, and sounds like it was a great crowd and cool uniforms and a lot of fun stuff going on. So, good win and good to get back on track like that and take care of business against, you know, a team like that. So it was, great to see.
What do you think about the kind of the evolution of this defense? I mean, you think about the last two second halves when you think about the Penn State game and now the Maryland game, and Purdue's only given up 7 points over the last two second halves.
Yeah, they definitely have looked great. You know, it seems to be that they're not blitzing as much. They're keeping things in front of them, make teams kind of earn it, and that seems to be a good strategy for them over the last couple games. So I guess just keep rolling that way. If you can hold teams to, 7 points over two second halves, that's something, doing something right.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I'm sure you saw Corey Trice with that pick six there late in the first half to really kind of really the big play for Purdue, I thought, going into the half. From your experience playing on defense, how big a play is that for a team when you can get a score on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, it definitely feels like you're contributing to the offense and helping, keep them rolling. And, scoring points as a defense is always huge. It's a big momentum swing. And it always adds, gets the crowd into it. And, right before halftime like that, going to halftime feeling good, that was a big deal. And it was a great play and great return and everything. So that was cool, especially to see from a freshman like that.
Brad Niemeyer with us from A-Zip Pizza. He's a pizza founder, former Purdue defensive tackle here, as we do our 10 big picks segment. And Stuart has talked a bunch, Brad, about how we, with these young guys, these freshmen, these redshirt freshmen, how much progress you see. I mean, from like one play to the next, one quarter to the next, one half to the next. I mean, it's like really something that really stands out from one game to the next. Are you noticing that too with these young guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have, I don't know, how many, 12 of them starting or something crazy like that, freshman or redshirt freshman. It's very striking to see how quick some of those improvements can come. But you think about it, with some of them, that could be, a whole 50% or 100% more playing time, more reps, more, you know, getting to see it happen and stuff. And so when you have so many of them out there at one time, I think it's even more striking to see what kind of gains and improvements you get to see, you know, how quickly those happen. So, yeah, it is great to see, and you can see them getting more confident, kind of in their own abilities and what they can do. And as that continues to snowball, you get to where you're able to, you know, put together much more complete game like we saw against Maryland.
Well, Brad, let's get to your picks here. Let's see what you want to do here for this upcoming weekend. Let's start with the high school games. Anderson on the road at McCutcheon, senior night for the Mavericks.
Let's go McCutcheon at home in this one.
All right. Very intrigued about this next game. Harrison on the road at Marion, two of the better teams in the North Central Conference.
Yeah. I'm gonna pick Harrison on the road.
All right. Yeah, their run game's been really, really good in recent weeks, so that could be the difference coming up on Friday. We shall see. A ton of college games to get to. How about Pac-12, Oregon playing at Washington?
I'm going to go with Washington at home.
All right. Kentucky at Georgia. The Bulldogs, they're in a bad mood, as you know.
Yeah, I don't see them losing this one. Georgia, I'm going to pick Georgia. I don't think they're very pleased after last week.
Kentucky's like, oh man, are you serious?
Yeah, the worst time to play them.
Yeah, we got to go to Athens now. Yeah. I like this one Saturday night in the Big Ten, Michigan at Penn State.
Yeah, this should be a really good game. Two really good defenses going up against each other here. I think I'm going to go to the home team there. I'm going to go with Penn State.
All right. How about the Hoosiers? Can they win at Maryland on Saturday?
Let's say no.
Okay.
I'm going with Maryland at home. I just enjoy picking against IU for nothing else. But no, I'm going to say Maryland at home. You know, coming off the loss there, I think they're going to be, you know, come out fired up, ready to play, and hopefully take care of business against Indiana.
And then how about Minnesota off to a tremendous start? The Gophers playing at Rutgers on Saturday.
Yeah, I can't imagine seeing them lose this one. That would be a big shock to see Rutgers win this one. So I'm going to go with Minnesota on the road.
All right. And the last college game is the Purdue game, Boilermakers at Iowa. How about a key or two for the Boilermakers, and then tell us who you're picking?
Yeah, so I think the past 2 years we've seen Purdue beat Iowa with some big plays, some deep balls. You know, we've got about as good of a receiver to do that right now with David Bell that can do that on the outside. So I think if we hit on a couple deep balls early and get them on their heels again and don't let them, you know, control the ball and pound the ball in the running game, I think we've got a shot here and can hopefully make it three in a row against Iowa. So this is a little bit of a homer pick. It's a little bit of a long shot, but I like Purdue on the road. I think they get hot up early, connect on some deep balls, and then are able to kind of ride that.
All right, that sounds good. All right, a couple of games in the NFL. New Orleans playing at Chicago. I'm not sure what Drew Brees, what his status is for this game, but this is always an intriguing matchup.
Yeah, I don't think he's back yet, I believe, right? But are they 4-0 since he's left? Maybe something like that. So I'm gonna go with New Orleans keeps it rolling, and is able to keep the win streak intact with Breeze out, and I think New Orleans is able to win this one.
And then we need the winner and the score for a good one in the AFC. The Texans playing at the Colts.
Yeah, this is a great game. I'm gonna go with the Colts. The Colts at home. I think 21-13 is what I got. Colts winning at home. You know, I think they're able to defend the home field and should come out to a pumped up Colts stadium. So I'm going to go with the Colts.
Brad Niemeyer with us, AZip Pizza founder, former Purdue defensive tackle, joining us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline.
And Brad, it's my portion to talk about some of that pizza you guys have going on over there. The lunch lady is still it's still kicking. I hear the commercials. How's that going so far?
It's going really good. Yeah. People have enjoyed it. We're making a lot of sloppy Joe mix to keep up with the demand for it. So it's been a really good seller for us. And people seem to really be enjoying it. We've had a lot of people come back and get it multiple times this month. And so I know our stores are making a lot of them.
Well, when you talk about your pizza, maybe besides that, when you guys have some, I'm sure that you know are always on there. Maybe talk about some of those other ones that are best sellers.
Yeah, so we always have the make your own option. We've got six different sauces. You can mix and match those sauces. We're making many of those in house. We've got six meats as well. So we have sausage, which we're roasting ourselves. We have chicken thighs that we roast and cut up ourselves, and then we have bacon that we get. It's called Newski's bacon. It's a bacon smoked in Wisconsin. Really, really good stuff. So we're using high quality meats. And then you have nine different vegetables you can pick from. You can mix and match for as many of those as long as you like. So that's the build-your-own option. You also have the A-Zip picks, and those are our specialty pizzas, and they range from a kind of a simple one called the triple-double, which is our version of just kind of a loaded pepperoni pizza with two layers of pepperoni and a couple different sauces on there, to the Easel Pig, which is a popular Evansville creation with Grippo's barbecue potato chips and a ski soda reduction on top of that. So, and it's a barbecue pizza on that one. So we've got some really unique ones, some very kind of wide range of flavors there. So there's, you know, a little something for everybody. And the great part about A-Zip is it's all in personal pizza. So everybody gets it exactly how they like it. You don't have to compromise and, share with somebody. So that's the whole A-Zip experience right there.
Awesome. Sounds great, Brad. Well, thanks so much for joining us. As always, best of luck with your picks, and we will chat with you next week.
Yeah, hopefully next week we're talking about another 10-0 pick, or 10 for 10 pick week, and then I'll really be rolling.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Let's see if we can get that done. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
Brad Niemeyer. He's a pizza founder, former Boilermaker defensive tackle, rolling out his 10 big picks. When we come back, Stuart has his, he's got his paint, he's got his brushes. Yes. He's time to do a little painting as we look ahead to Purdue, Iowa. That is next on the Hammer Down Show, 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com.